Remember when I promised you that you would hear more about Bigfoot? Well, it's the end of the episode. And guess what?
One thing I was sort of thinking about when I was asking you about barking up the wrong tree is that with something like Bigfoot, I mean, you either find him or you haven't found him yet, you know?
Exactly, exactly. But now I have.
Three years ago, Mike Green attended a Bigfoot hunting expedition in the Uari National Forest in North Carolina. And he got lucky. Really lucky.
That night, 3 o'clock in the morning, I was sitting at my picnic table with four or five other people in the darkness, just idly chatting. And I was tired and sleepy. I wanted to go to bed, but I didn't want to be the first one to give up. And every few minutes, I'd stand up and turn on the thermal and just sort of scan the woods. And the last time I stood up and scanned the woods, about 80 to 100 feet away, there was one walking sideways, slowly and deliberately, and I got an extremely clear picture of it for about 5 or 6 seconds from about mid-calf upwards, and it looked just like a Bigfoot. I mean, it wasn't a bear, it wasn't a person in a costume, it was this great, big, hulking thing walking slowly sideways.
Mike didn't get a good video that time because of technical problems. Yeah, you've heard that before. But he knew what he'd seen. And the next year, he successfully caught a thermal video of a Sasquatch examining some bait. It made him a celebrity in the Bigfoot hunting world, because it's the most convincing footage to come out since the 1970s. But according to Mike, it's not going to matter after this year. After this year, everybody is going to be convinced that Bigfoot exists.
Rachel, I can tell you with absolute authority that within the next few months, perhaps it'll take a year because of legal matters, there is going to be Bigfoot news which will go worldwide and is going to put this whole matter to rest completely conclusively, and Bigfoot's existence will not be in doubt anymore, and I'm not allowed to talk about it any further.
Let's say that Mike is correct about his assertions. That means, in a couple of months, you and I are going to be Bigfoot believers. The world will finally be convinced. You would think Mike would be happy about being right. But, strangely enough, this story does end with Mike barking up the wrong tree. Just not in the way you might expect.
I'm going to be very disappointed when that evidence I told you about comes out shortly. Because now, what am I going to do with $80,000 worth of electronics? You know, all of a sudden, this hobby, which has consumed me for 20 years, it won't be nearly as much fun anymore, because now that everybody else agrees that yes, indeed, okay, you were right, Mike, they exist, then so what's the point of doing it anymore? There won't be any point for me.
So, in the end, maybe, just maybe, Bigfeet exist. But it's finding them that's actually barking up the wrong tree. Because what is a true believer without a horde of true doubters? Maybe Mike would be happier to keep on looking just a little crazy, just a little like he's barking up the wrong tree. Maybe being proved right is the worst thing that could happen, at least for Mike. But until then, Mike, keep barking, or howling, whatever it is you do.
We will do a wood knock or a howl, and once in a while, you get a reply.
Do you do the howl yourself?
Yeah.
Can we hear it?
That's what it sounded like. Sure.
That was awesome.
It's a fairly good distance. It's a fairly good run. From the gutter to the heavens. From the earth to the sun. When you are your own competition.
Today's program was produced by myself, Zandra Clark, Rachel Hamburg, Charlie Mintz, Jane Reynolds, Christina Ho, and Jonah Willingance. Thanks also to Katie Ash, Mike Green, Bob Audley, Vlay Kirshner, Lee Rosenbaum, and Chris Gray. Original music for the show was written and performed by Noah Burbank, Chris Carlson, Kevin Scott Joyner, Everyday People, and Michael Wilson. You also heard music by Battles, Tom Waits, Nick Drake, Chris Smither, Rachels, and Mozen Namju. For their generous financial support, we'd like to thank the Stanford Institute for Creativity and the Arts, Stanford's Oral Communication Program, Stanford Continuing Studies, and the Hume Writing Center. KZSU would also like to thank the law offices of Fenwick and West for their continued underwriting support. Remember that you can find a podcast of this and every episode of the Stanford Storytelling Project on Stanford iTunes and on our website, storytelling.stanford.edu. For the Stanford Storytelling Project, I'm Zandra Clark. Thanks for listening to the show. Now go find a tree, and then you know what to do.
And it's a pretty long journey. It's a pretty long haul. From the birth to the dying, from the spring to the fall. When you know your being is becoming, you will have no fear at all. So it's a pretty long journey. It's a pretty long haul. And it may exceed your reach, but it can't exceed your step. You get there yet, you get there yet. It's a really hard way, and it's a pretty long journey. It's a pretty long haul, from the birth to the dying, from the spring to the fall. When you know your being is becoming, you will have no fear at all. So it's a pretty long journey. It's a pretty long haul, and it's a fairly good distance. It's a fairly good run. From the gutter to the heavens, from the earth to the sun. When you are your only competition, you can never be outdone. So it's a fairly good distance, it's a fairly good run. It's a fairly good distance, it's a fairly good run. It's a fairly good distance, it's a fairly good run.